to people. Late, as always. Well, welcome to the Two Half Podcast. It's just me right now. This is the 2024 Halves Awards. Mostly, we're going to talk about the Oscar. But in the meantime, going to wait for the other podcaster. We'll see how long it takes them to get here. But other than that, how's your day going, viewers? Anyone who's listening to this podcast, are you liking the podcast? Do you have any suggestions? What makes you tick when you hear Two Halves Podcast? I know it's just me right now, and I'm just talking and just going off the flow because there's supposed to be two other podcasts. I don't know if Vex is going to be here. Blurdog may be here. I'm most likely he's going to be here. Might be coming in a little late. But that's good. That's okay. Because this is Two Half Podcasts. You know, you just can't. It's not a full podcast. It's a half a podcast. You know, but two halves equal one. Full size. So, what does it mean for two halves? What does it mean? And that's my TED Talk. What is two halves? Is it half a cookie? Is it half of a banana? We don't know. But if you put those two together, it makes one. So that this podcast should be one. But obviously we have two other podcasters and just waiting until they enter into the two halves. We have a lot of lined up today. We have, you know, the Oscar, you know, Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress, Best Animated Short Film, Best Animated Feature Film, Best Original Screenplay, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Makeup and Hairstyling, Best Production Design, Best Costume Design, Best International Feature Film, Best Supporting Actor, Best Visual Effects, Best Film Editing, Best Documentary Short Film, Best Documentary Feature Film, Best Cinematography, Best Live Action Short Film, Best Sound, Best Original Score, Best Original Song, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Actress, and then, you know, so much more. Hello, Blurdog. Welcome to the 2024 Award. We're already recording. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. This podcast, we're going to be talking nothing about the Oscar. Did you see the Oscar? And I don't know if Bex is coming in or not. I told her same thing as you, so I haven't got nothing. But how you feel about the Oscar? Because I didn't see the Oscar. But how you feel?
You know, I'm having some technical difficulties right now with my headphones.
Oh, no worries. No worries. No worries. It's all good. We'll get this all going, squared away. I mean, I can keep on talking. You know, the Oscars. The only thing I can think about the Oscar is the Will Smith slap. You know, this brings back memories when when Will Smith, okay, well, Blur Dog just left, but he should be right back. But I remember when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, and I said, wow. I found out this information like a couple of hours later because someone in a chat was like, oh no, Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock. And I was like, I don't think so. And then you go onto YouTube and you see a footage of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. And you're like, geez whiz. How you feel about that slap to Chris Rock, Blur Dog? I know we talked about it a lot of time, but this is the Oscar. So you know we have to bring it up.
Oh yeah, I mean, I kind of forgot about the Chris Rock. I didn't really watch all of the Oscars this year or last night, but I mean, it was unnecessary. But I guess I get, you know, I mean, I still don't understand why Will Smith did it, but. You know, yeah. there was really no need. I mean, he was clearly pissed off about something that he just lost it and snapped.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with Jada.
Yeah, definitely. But now let's talk about the Oscar about last night. Best Picture. These were the runner ups. The Zone of Interest. Never seen it. Have you seen it?
No, didn't even hear of it until last night.
Okay, well, there's going to be a lot of movies I'm going to start talking about. Mm-hmm. Poor Things, Past Lives, Maestro, Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's Maestro. A good movie. I saw that.
Oh, you saw it? Okay.
Yeah.
The Holdovers, Barbie.
I had interest in watching it.
Well, it didn't win. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
Anatomy of a Fall, American Fiction, which I heard about it, but I did not go and see the American Fiction. And then Oppenheimer. And the one that won it, well, pretty much, I mean, it kind of, Oppenheimer.
They pretty much won the night.
Yeah. So. You know, exactly. Yeah. Even like, yeah. So I couldn't blame. Like, I still haven't seen it. Like, it always pops up on Peacock. It was like, get ready for Oppenheimer. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready. About a nuclear bomb. How y'all bomb? What is it? Japan? I don't even know.
I think it was Hiroshima.
Yeah, Hiroshima and stuff. And that's why they draw anime. I mean, that's someone that has a theory that's why they draw nothing but anime, but I'm like, I think there was something else, but I don't know. That's someone, they were like,
that's why they draw nothing for anime because they got bombed on.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone made that.
I would like to hear that story. Someone came in. Yes, that was the wild theory.
It's a theory. He bombed Japan twice and they got y'all drawing Hello Kitty. You know, like, whoa, that's kind of too far. You're like, an anime star. Even Godzilla was pretty much the birth of the bomb. And I was like, well, you know what? I can't because it is radioactive.
Yeah.
And it was in the ocean, so I can't. Some things are. I'm going to leave it alone. I mean, man. Best Supporting Actress. Jodie Foster in Nide? N-Y-A-D?
Yeah, like Neon or something like that.
America Ferrera, Barbie. Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple. Okay, you know, I want to stop right here. Did you see the remake of Color Purple?
Nope, had no intention of watching it because I heard it was a musical.
Wait, back up. Hold on. You said it was a musical?
Yep, that's what I heard. I heard they turned it into a musical.
Bro, they're going to make a remake of Roots, and they're going to make that a musical. That's that's what they're trying to get to. They're prepping for it. That's, see, Bardock, I can't. Yeah. I just can't, man.
Yeah.
We're here to see the master of the plantation. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll get up and Kunta Kinte going to be singing My Left Foot.
No. Oh, that's no. Let me stop. I wasn't ready for that one. I'm not ready for that. Oh man. No. Oh. No, I shouldn't be laughing at that. No. I'm gonna boycott that. They're gonna be like, we're gonna make a musical of Roots. No.
No. You can't make no musical of a slave movie. That's just
Nobody wants to. No. Okay, Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, and then Divine Joy Randolph for the whole holdovers. Well, the holdovers won for Best Supporting Actress.
Yes.
So that's you know, clap.
Yep.
Don't know. Best Animated Feature Film, Elemental, which was a good movie. That's what I saw. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard good things. Robot Dreams. Yeah, have you seen that?
Hear about that? No, I haven't heard about that one.
And then Nimona.
I haven't heard of that one either.
And then The Boy and the Heron.
I heard about that one.
Isn't that something Japanese or anime or something? Or someone in Japan?
I believe it's the same, I think it's the same production company that made Spirited Away.
Studio Ghibli? Because if so, I mean, every time he makes a film, he should always win an Oscar for it. Like, it's always good. So I couldn't hate, because when I looked at the pictures, I was like, that looked like something that, Studio Ghibli. And if it was, well, then it deserves an Oscar. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Produced by Studio Ghibli.
That man is talented. He's like the MJ of like animation. Like, anytime I make it, just boom, right there.
Yes.
Except for Ponyo. Ponyo got on my nerves.
Yes. So it is Studio Ghibli.
Okay. Yeah. Best Original Screenplay. Anatomy of a Fall won that. And that beat The Holdovers, May, December, Paz Live, and this Mistestro. What was Anatomy of Fall? Well, what was that?
Anatomy of Fall. That was, I believe that was, which category was that again?
Best Original Screenplay.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that was a movie I didn't even know or something, but. But it won Best Adapted Screenplay. American Fiction beat Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Which wasn't it American Fiction, that like that black movie?
Yes.
I feel like it's like you, like for the Oscar, you have to let one black movie win.
Right.
And did you ever see American Fiction?
No, but I wanted to watch it. I did. It's on my list to watch.
Okay. All right. Interesting, but yeah, I won. Best Makeup and Hairstyle, Poor Things. Well, that's kind of messed up that Poor Things won, whereas Best Makeup and Hairstyle, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, I'm not trying to point fingers or stuff, but I'm pretty sure by looking at it, it's just, it is, you know, it's a, what was it that? Is that Emily Blunt? Yeah, Emily Blunt.
No, that's Emma Stone.
I'm getting the two mixed up. Emily Blunt and Emma Stone. Oh, no. But,
Just about how the movie looked, you know, I guess, I mean, there's a lot of crazy outfits and going on and stuff like that, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Best production design, Poor Things, same thing, one. They beat Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon. I'm surprised Napoleon even got nominated, even though it wasn't like in most of this stuff.
Yes. I didn't even think that movie was going to get nominated for anything.
Oppenheimer and stuff, but it beat that. But Oppenheimer got nominated for a lot of stuff. To be honest, was there not enough movies out for 2023?
I don't think so. I don't think there was a lot of movies. I think not because I didn't even think American Fiction was going to make the cut because I felt like that just came out.
Yeah. It's just, and best costume design.
I don't think they had enough movies.
Yeah. Best costume design. It was Poor Things won, but it was against Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon again, and then Oppenheimer, which I'm really surprised that Barbie did not win a single Oscar.
I don't think they won a single Oscar. I heard so many good things about Barbie, but I was a little shocked to even find out that they even got nominated for so many things.
They got nominated for a lot of things, but didn't win none. I was like, that's the most.
No.
And then best international feature film, where, you know, it didn't have other stuff. It's just all these international films. So, you know, okay. You know, The Zone of Interest, United Kingdom won.
Yeah.
But then best supporting actor. This is something I want to talk about. Yeah. How did Robert Downey Jr. win this when I didn't know he was in the movie?
I didn't know that either. Cause my wife told me that he won the best supporting actor. And I was like,
he's in the movie.
What movie was he in to win that?
Yeah.
And I guess it was, I didn't even know he was in it.
I saw it and it was like Robert Downey Jr. won an Oscar. I was like, for what movie was he in? And it was like Oppenheimer. I was like, he was in that? I mean, I've seen a lot of other faces and stuff. But that I just, you know, I'm like, what is like, how? Oh, someone's trying to call you?
Oh, no. That was my wife's phone. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, to the viewers, I just need to let you know, look, how did Robert Downey Jr. win an award where the trailer didn't show nothing but Robert Downey Jr.? And I wouldn't know if he would have been in there. And he's like, I won Best Supporting Actor. How much of a role did Robert Downey Jr. have? There's so many people I asked at work today. I said, did you know Robert Downey Jr. was in Oppenheimer? And they were like, no. And I saw the movie. It's like, something is not right.
I didn't even know he was in the movie. And I guess I got to see it for myself to judge. Because I know.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, when I saw Killers of the Flower Moon. And I never hated Robert De Niro's character so much in that movie. Man, he was so evil.
Oh, man. Now I have to see it. But pretty much all everyone else, best supporting actor, there was Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction. Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling for Barbie. And Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Mark Ruffalo still acting? All right, so let's move on. Well, he didn't win an Oscar. No. Robert Downey Jr. never defeat him. He probably said, it'd be funny if he went up and he was like, see, Iron Man does defeat the Hulk.
Yeah.
Best visual effects, Godzilla Minus One. I'm surprised that, you know, won an Oscar. I'm surprised that, you know, since that's a, you know, Japan film and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know why it didn't get nominated for like international feature film.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure that was
an international feature film that was actually made by a Japanese studio.
Yeah, so I bet if they put it in there, it would have won automatically. So that's why I'm like, what? And then the creator. Oh, you saw the creator.
Yes, I saw the creator.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Did that come out already?
It did, but nobody knew about it.
What is with these movies that just come out and it's like, wait, this is out? Exactly. Is it because of the strike? Is it really just strike messed up everything?
It really did, because Godzilla and American Fiction, I just looked at it, both came out. Well, American Fiction came out in December. That's why when you asked, did they not have any movies? Because December 15th is like, what, 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Almost, not even 4 months ago, and it got qualified to be, you know, in the Oscars to be nominated. So, yeah, they didn't really have many movies this past year because of the strike. So I think the strike really messed up a lot of things.
Yeah.
But they just had to kind of pick and choose, okay, what's the latest movie that they put out that we can try to squeeze in there to qualify.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And then Napoleon for visual effects. But
yeah.
I'm glad Godzilla Minus One won. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm pretty sure out of all these, I mean, it deserved to win. Definitely not Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. How did that ever get nominated? That's an embarrassment. That's just really just an embarrassment. That movie sucked.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was pretty good.
All right. Best film editing. Oppenheimer won. All right. I mean, other stuff that got nominated was Anatomy of Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Poor Things again. Best documentary short film, The Last Repair Shop. The Last Repair Shop.
Yeah, that was, I guess it was about repairing clock? Musical instruments. Musical instruments. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it was about.
Okay. And then there's the other one that he got nominated was the ABCs of Book Banny, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between. Here we go. I'm ready. Now, Wampo.
Yeah, I think it was like 99 White Pole or something like that.
Yeah, 99 White Pole. Okay, 99 and White Pole. Got it. And then best documentary feature film, 20 Days in Mirlipu. Mirlipu?
Mirlipu.
Mirlipu? Oh, I thought it was Mirlipu.
Mirlipu.
Mirlipu. I'm messing up. And other stuff. That one, but then the other one is Bobby Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger. Documentaries. Best cinematography? Well, Oppenheimer, of course.
Yep.
El Conde. I didn't know that got nominated. I don't even know what that movie is. I'm just curious. Nope. Oh. Something on Netflix.
Oh.
It's a horror comedy. Well, all right. Best live action short film. The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. What?
Yeah, this is what I call short film, so we didn't really know much about short film.
So they actually put in short films for this stuff? Yeah, oh, it has... Yes. Wait, but it has Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch.
You can't do short films that have big-time actors. And then there's the after Invincible, Night of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue. Something like that. Best Sound, The Zone of Interest, one. Sadly, the creator didn't get it. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which I'm still surprised that movie is out. And, of course, Oppenheimer.
Yep.
But it got the best original score, Oppenheimer.
Yep. Got the best original score.
You know, other nominee was American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. How did that get in there?
I was surprised about that. I heard how bad that movie was, but I guess
how did
I
that slip score, in?
I guess the score was good enough.
George Lucas like, haha. No matter what, my stuff still gets in. It's still good. How did that get? I'm just surprised by some of these nominees that was able to slip through the crack. Like, how did like, just someone was like, you know, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, that was a good movie. It's like, shut up, Harold. Well, did Harrison Ford buy somebody, like, just put it in there, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's gonna do great things. Put in something for Indiana Jones. We gotta put in one thing. At least one.
Best original song. What Was I Made For? Oh, Barbie won. Okay, so Barbie did win something in the Oscar.
Yeah.
It did win something.
But it was the Billie Eilish song, so.
Oh. But even, it got nominated for two times in that Best Original Song, even I'm Just Ken from Barbie. So, therefore, they had an upper advantage. So, therefore, you know, if you cross out, you know, the common denominator, you end up with one. So I think but you know, guess so. And then something The Fire Inside from Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
You know what that one was.
I completely forgot about that movie.
I did too. I forgot too. Until I saw Flaming Hot. I have the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and I'm eating them, and that didn't remind me of the movie. It's this where it's like, oh, Flamin' Hot. That movie.
Why does that sound familiar? It's like, I was interested in watching it and I haven't got around to it.
Me either. Wasn't it something like on streaming or something? Like, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it's on
Hulu.
Yeah.
Or Disney Plus or Hulu. It was on one of those. But I know I saw it yesterday on Hulu.
Yeah, it's one of those. Best actor, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Every time I see Murphy, the last name, I think of Charlie Murphy. I don't know why.
Charlie Murphy, especially when you see the C. Murphy.
Yeah. Charlie Murphy. you know, he beat Bradley Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, and Jeffrey Wright. Good. And then, of course, Best Director, Christopher Nolan. For
surprisingly, his first Oscar as a director.
What?
Yes, I had to look that up. That is his first Oscar win as a director.
I like how I was about to say, but what about The Dark Knight? But then I was like, no, that's huge. Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger won the Oscar. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't even get nominated.
Yeah, no.
Yes, that's the crazy thing. He didn't even get nominated for that movie.
Well, then that's good. I mean, for the movie to do all that, but that would be messed up if like he gets all this, his movie gets all this award and he doesn't get no best director. It's like, man, they really dangled it up in your face.
I know, right?
They put it in your face and they farted on it and right in your face and into it. But he wanted the best director, so that's good. And then best actress, Emma Stone for Poor Things. Congratulations. But Robert Downey Jr., is that his first Oscar?
Yeah, that's his first Oscar.
And for best supporting, it's like, what in the... I'm still just... How was he in Oppenheimer? But...
I still have to watch it and see because I didn't even know he was in that movie.
I know Matt Damon's in there. I know one Drake and Josh, the guy who played Josh, is in there.
Oh. I didn't know who was in that movie. I didn't even do it. Only person I knew was Florence Pugh, Emily Blunt, and Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Apparently, Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of Robert Downey Jr. for something. Yeah. I don't know why. Uh-huh. And my thing is, he was just in the face doing like, be quiet. I thought Robert Downey Jr. got up to the mic and was like, yo, shut up. Yeah. But I guess no one can't do what Will Smith does, where he'll just come up there and just, you know, stop. Have you seen that meme where everyone was like, he wouldn't do that if The Rock was up there, and then Rock had to post it, like, look, I stop using me up there. Yeah. Stop. To be honest, I don't know if I'll ever host or something. It was something he said.
Yeah.
Where he was just like, stop it. Just stop. But, so this Oscar just didn't feel, you know, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, it happened in the strike. Because even the Oscar with the Will Smith slap, Chris, you know, there's a lot of movies that got nominated and stuff.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about the Chris Rock and slap.
Yes. Yes. So the only thing that reached out to me that I noticed is for the Best Actor and Best Actress award for nominees, none for both Barbie and Killers of the Flower Moon. They had supporting actors, but no lead actors in the category.
Oh.
So Leonardo DiCaprio did not get nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. And what's her name? From Barbie did get nominated. But both her co-stars got nominated. And both the Leonardo DiCaprio co-stars got nominated for supporting actor and actress. Or supporting actor and lead actress.
Well, you know the whole thing about Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, he finally won an Oscar, but then, you know, he ain't going to win again. It's just that one and done. Yeah. And then they're like, all right, we're not.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Now that I think about it, I think they just threw him a bone because he was like, I come here every time, and I lose. I always lose. Let me win one. They're like, we'll let you have it. And then when it comes out again, I know I can do it. No. Just that one time. It's just give up, Leonardo DiCaprio. Just give up. Just give up. But you know, it's the Oscar, it's the awards and stuff. It's you know, it's that golden, you know, person who's like, what else happened? The Emmys. Oh yeah. How was the Emmys? That one was how many years ago was that? I mean, how many months ago was that? Was that?
I think that happened shortly after the strike ended. But I believe that one was, if I'm correct, I believe that one may have gone to streaming instead. Like, everybody kind of stayed at home. I don't think anybody was really there in the Emmys, but I could be.
Well, let's see. Let's go over the whole Emmys because we're talking about awards. This is the Habs awards show, and we don't have Bex here, so unfortunately she's not with us right now. Hopefully next time. But let's see. Drama series, Andor. Oh, wow. That really slapped me in my face. Wow, we started it hot. Wasn't expecting that. Hold on, is this 2024? Wait a minute. Is this 2024? Oh, it says something.
January. It happened just in January.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay, so I do remember the image. So actually, it wasn't streaming. It was actually on live. Beef pretty much won that year.
Okay, did Andor come out last year of 2023? I can't remember what.
Yeah, it came out.
It did?
It came out in 2023.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it came out.
I thought it was so long ago. I thought it was back. Okay, sorry. Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of Dragons, The Last of Us, The White Lotus, and Yellowjacket. Well, what won was Succession. Wait, it didn't even get nominated. Oh, wait, it's the winner. Never mind. So that makes sense, you know, yeah. But oh, that Andor slapped me in my face. All right, let's go with the comedy series. So The Bear won. Yes. Is that the food thing?
Yes, that's the chefs in the kitchen or whatever. I think okay. The kitchen show.
Okay, so yeah, but the other runner-up was Abbott Elementary, which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Barry, I don't know what that is. Jury Duty. Have you been watching Jury Duty?
Nah.
I don't think we don't even want to. Yeah, we don't even want to go to Jury Duty. So no. Why you think?
Exactly.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Maisel.
Marvelous Miss Maisel, yeah.
Yeah. Only Murders in the Building. Ted Lasso. I heard about Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I heard Wednesday. About Ted Lasso.
Oh, Wednesday is at Netflix. Yeah, I know now. I only watched the first episode, and I was like, I'm done. But yeah, The Bear won. Lead actress in a drama series. Sarah Snook, Succession. Oh, okay. There's some other people. Let's see. What's something that points out for me? Oh, Bella Ramsey, The Last of Us. I guess that's the only thing we kind of know. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Lead actor in a drama series, Jeff Bridges.
Yep. Jeff Bridges. Oh, man. Which I heard was actually a pretty good series.
Oh, man. Brian Cox, Succession, and Jeremy Strong, Succession, and then Karen Culkin, Succession. You can't be nominated for three times for the same thing. you know what I mean?
You got three lead actors in a series. Come on now. Somebody got to be a supporter.
One lead actor and a supporter. Come on. And The Last of Us, Pedro Pascal, he did a good job. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did a good job. And Bob Odenkirk did a good job.
Better Call Saul. Come on.
But the crazy thing about that night now that I remember, Better Call Saul had never won any kind of Emmy. I think he got nominated. During the whole six seasons that Better Call Saul has been on, had not been nominated one time. I think it was something crazy like 54 nominations or 57 nominations and not one win at all. Not even for writing or anything. I was
That's a lot.
And that hurt me because I love that show. I watched that show. It was too good to even be a spinoff.
Limited or anthology series, Beef.
Yes.
Hold on, something just smacked me in my face again. Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes, that one. I was like, that's a good show, but I didn't think
it was like, that still's laughing. I'm sorry. Some of these things are slapping me in my face where I'm like, you gotta
I mean, it was a good show, but I didn't think it was gonna be nominated.
It was just Darth Vader getting payback from Obi-Wan.
Exactly.
All right, let's go. Lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie. Ali Wong, Beef. And then there's the other one. That's what she won. Winner. Yes. Ali Wong, Beef. Some other people, you know, Lizzie Kaplan, Fishman is in Trouble, Jessica Chastain, Georgia Tammy, Dominique Fishback, Swarm, Catherine Han, Tiny Beautiful Things, Riley Q, whatever, I can't pronounce that last name. Daisy Jones and the Six, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Lead actor in a limited or anthology series or movie. So there's an actor. And Steven Yeun, Beef. What is Beef, man?
Beef is it's the show where pretty much two strangers who have anger issues end up having beef with each other. Unnecessary beef with each other. They're so angry with their lives. So I saw the first episode of it. I still have to finish it. But so far that first episode was hilarious, and it's a good show so far. I have to finish it.
Got it. Okay, I got it. They should have named it Beef Stew. But anyway. what else? What else got nominated? Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Evan Peters, you knew you weren't going to get that. Yeah, after Evan Peters, Dahmer. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure you did a good job. It's just,
yeah, she did. He did a very good job.
It's just a movie, man. It's just sometimes, yes. You know.
Yeah. What was that? And, weird? And I'm surprised about Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, that's Variety, a special Elton John live farewell from Dodger Stadium. Well, it's Elton John. Chris Rock. Well, maybe that's the selective outrage. Is that the one where he talked about why he got slapped?
Yeah. And that's another one. It's like, let's just give them a nomination.
Wait, like, hold on.
That special was garbage.
Wait, back up. How can a awards show get nominated for an award show? That should be illegal. It said, because it said the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show starring Rihanna. Okay, yep. Understand that. Chris. Yes. But then it goes the Oscars. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Back up. You can't do that. I have to revoke your awards license. You're not nothing now.
But that's then again, really they got to pick something because the strike messed up everything. I was like,
We can pick the Oscar. Oh, the Oscar. I enjoy the Oscar. Yeah. That Chris, that's Will Smith when he slapped Chris Rock. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, we had to slap, so that was a musical tune there.
That's what got them nominated. Like, the Oscar's been nominated. What? Wow, we got to do more. In the 75th annual Tony Awards. Well, the Tony Awards. If the award show had to win, the Tony Awards would have to win. I don't want the Oscar to win. Oscar always. Directing for a drama series, you know, there's Andor be slapping me in the face, man.
Andor.
I just don't think Andor was just that great, but it was interesting, but it wasn't that.
it was really good, but it's like the only reason that it kept me from deeming it as great because it's like we already know he wasn't gonna die.
Prequel
to Rogue One. So he wasn't going to die until then. So it's like, no matter what trouble you were going to get in, he would not want to die. So I would never, like, on my seat, like, waiting, you know, how are you going to get out of this? So, like, you're going to get out of it somehow, some way, because he has to.
Who won that was The Succession. Let's go. Writing for a limited series, movie, or drama special, Lee Sung-jun, Beef. So they won. I'm trying to see something else that would kind of, you know, slap me in my face. Okay, nothing to slap my face. Yeah.
Prey actually stuck me in my face.
You said what?
Prey. I didn't think that Prey was actually going to be nominated.
Prey!
It was actually a good movie, but I didn't think it was going to get nominated. Wait,
but is the image just supposed to be TV shows? What's with all these movies?
Well, it says or movie.
Oh, movie? Oh, okay. Honestly, what's going on? That war show is changing. Writing for a drama series, Succession again. Andor again, just slap me in the face. Who is nominated Andor? We got like a Star Wars fan up here. Better Call Saul. I can't say nothing about it because Better Call Saul, you know, I haven't seen it, but I heard good things. The Last of Us. You get your thing. All right, let's go. Next one. Supporting actor in a limited or anthology series or movie. Black Bird one. Nothing else slaps me in my face. I'm trying to look for another Andor. Directing for a limited series. Beef. Okay. And one again. Variety talk series. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Late Night with Seth Meyers. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The Problem with Jon Stewart. And then The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And that's when Trevor Noah was like, peace out. Wow. Writing for our variety series. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Poor John Oliver. He ain't going to win an Emmy. Or did he ever win an Emmy? I don't know. Reality competition program. RuPaul's Drag Race. Did they just finally win one?
I'm not sure. They may have won before. I don't know.
Yeah. What were they going against? The Amazing Race, Survivor. You know, maybe the 2000. I give it a chance.
Yeah. But now we're just like, let's just throw the show, yeah. The only show that's out there anyway, the only real yeah. competition program out there.
Yeah, Top Chef, and then The Voice. Oh, writing for a comedy series, The Bear. Okay, that won. Yeah, all right, good. Only Murders in the Building didn't win. Ted Lasso, the other two, got it. Directing for a comedy series. Let's see that. Tim Burton was nominated. That's good, but no, The Bear got it. Yeah. Wow. Supporting actress in a limited or anthology series or movie. Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Nishinash.
Wow. Variety scripted series. Last week, Tonight with John Oliver won. And it beat Saturday Night Live. Wow. And a Black Lady sketch show. Well, you knew you was going to win.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not. I'm trying to be rude. Sorry. That's rude. Lee acted in a comedy series, The Bear. With Jeremy Allen White. Supporting actor in a comedy series, The Bear. Wow, Bear's in, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
Supporting actor in a drama series, Succession. Oh, wow. Well, I need to watch Succession. Supporting actress in a drama series, The White Lotus finally won something.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
Wait a minute. That's too many nominations for The White Lotus. There's one, two, three, four nominations. Yeah, five nominations.
Eight nominations for the drama series for that. Oh, lead actress or
supporting actress?
Oh, supporting. Oh, supporting is eight.
You said lead. Oh,
eight actress. Oh, you're talking about The White Lotus. One, two, three. Oh, yeah. Four. Yeah, four.
Lee actress in a comedy series, Abbott Elementary. That's good. She won. Supporting actress in a comedy series, The Bear. Oh, wow. And then, that's it. I mean, wow, the Emmy.
Yeah. So it was all about The Bear and Beef. Succession.
Did Andor even win anything?
Nope.
It's just a fan. Like, you need to put Andor in. Andor's amazing.
Yes. I was surprised that even got nominated.
I wouldn't be surprised if Obi-Wan won before Andor. I'd be like, it makes sense. Everybody knows that. Well, that's it for our podcast. Any last words, Blur Doc, on, you know, awards show? Are you ready for the Grammy already happened, huh?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know. I think it did. But it did. Happen already.
Well,
Beyonce still haven't won Best Album of the Year, so yeah, it did happen. Because I remember everybody, the Beyhive were complaining that she didn't win Album of the Year. I'm just like,
two good songs
on the album, not a good album.
Well, get ready for the BET Awards coming up soon. I'm pretty sure.
Oh man.
We need to review the BET Awards.
I haven't watched the BET Awards since I was a teenager.
No one has since a teenager. No. Right? Oh, man.
No, it's the music that they have now, I don't know. That's the only reason why I'm not watching, because I'm going to be looking like, who is this? Who is this? Who is this?
Award shows. It's just, it is what it is. But thank you guys for watching. Or not watching, I mean listening to our podcast, listening to our nonsense. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and some other podcasts that I can't name right now. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out.